Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Democrats looking into President Trump's dealings with Ukraine have delayed their first closed-door deposition. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had complained State Department officials were not given enough time to prepare.
The former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, is delaying her appearance on Capitol Hill until October 11th. Kurt Volker, the former U.S. special representative for Ukraine, is expected to appear as planned on Thursday. In a letter to the House Foreign Affairs Committee chairman, Pompeo accuses lawmakers of trying to bully and intimidate State Department officials and says they were not given feasible time to prepare for their depositions. The Democrats, who chair the three committees investigating this, accuse Pompeo of trying to stonewall the impeachment inquiry. Any effort to intimidate witnesses or prevent them from talking with Congress is illegal, they warn. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
As the impeachment inquiry against President Trump and his administration picks up steam in Washington, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is weighing in. Current Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has told members of the House committee's holding proceedings he objects to efforts to obtain depositions from five current and former State Department officials. Clinton said she finds that disturbing, especially given Pompeo's proximity to what went on.
I'm troubled by the current Secretary of State's behavior and his reaction, number one, to the fact of the call, which I'm told in reporting he denied knowing about, when now we learn he was actually listening in.
Clinton made her remarks on NPR's Here and Now today. The heads of the House committees accused Pompeo of seeking to intimidate witnesses and say they expect full compliance from the Secretary of State. The Trump campaign and Republican National Committee have raised a combined $125 million in the quarter that ended yesterday. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, it's significantly more than President Obama raised at the same phase of his reelection effort.
The $125 million fundraising haul by the Trump campaign and RNC means that this year alone they've raised more than $300 million. That's double the total President Obama and the Democratic Party had raised at this point in 2011 on his way to a successful re-election bid. But there's a big difference. President Trump is now facing an impeachment inquiry. The campaign claims that move by House Democrats helped supercharge Trump's fundraising. An RNC official says they already have staff on the ground in 19 states and will be using some of that cash to defend the president and go after vulnerable Democrats on impeachment. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 343 points. The Nasdaq fell 90 points. This is NPR. Track coach Alberto Salazar, who has trained some of the world's top distance runners, says he will appeal a four-year doping ban. An arbitration panel suspended Salazar and a doctor who worked with him following an investigation over several years. More from NPR's Tom Goldman.
Alberto Salazar was banned for trafficking in testosterone, giving improper infusions, and tampering with the doping control process. Salazar now is head coach at the Oregon Nike Project, a Nike-funded effort to make U.S. distance runners competitive with the world's best. In banning Salazar, the arbitration panel said his desire to provide the best results for his athletes sometimes clouded his judgment, leading to unintentional mistakes. Salazar insists he's always strictly followed world anti-doping rules, but the U.S. anti-doping agency says for Salazar and Dr. Jeffrey Brown, who also was banned, winning was more important than the health and well-being of the athletes they were sworn to protect. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The federal court has ruled the Federal Communications Commission had the right to dump what is known as net neutrality rules, though the court also ruled it can't bar states like California from passing them on their own. The ruling marks a victory for FCC Chairman Ajit Pai, a Trump administration appointee. The net neutrality rule, passed in 2015, bars internet providers like AT&T, Comcast, and Verizon from blocking, slowing down, or charging internet companies to favor some sites or apps over others. Crude oil futures prices continue to move lower. Benchmark crude down 45 cents a barrel to close at $53.62 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.